Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Standard Podcast. This is your favorite fitness motivator, Minsu. And today, Joy is not here. Joy unfortunately got injured from playing soccer, or aka football. So I'm sorry, Joy. Well, I hope you get well soon. However, I am here in my studio, with Kurt today. So I met Kurt maybe a few weeks ago at his radio stations. We talk about the beauty life, like fitness, not fitness, the beauty in Korea. Right, Kurt?
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah.
You're here.
Hi. Yeah, you were very kind. You came on my local community radio program here in Seoul at TBS EFM. It's called KoreaScape, and it's sort of like a show about Korean culture. We ask questions about Korean culture to Koreans, and we hear what they have to say about their own culture. So you came in, and you talked all about these sort of Korean beauty ideals, and how you sort of pushed back against the idea that a beautiful woman in Korea should be completely skinny and almost invisible because she should be like a size zero.
Oh my gosh.
No muscles.
It was crazy because that is the reason why I start working out back in the States. So when you guys like contact me like, oh my gosh, this is exactly, you know, the topic that I need to go on. And we had only like a couple minutes, like 10 minutes. So I wanted to talk more and more. It's like, oh, finished. So I actually feel like we need like an hour more, but I'm glad that we are back in the city again. So we can talk about things, you know.
What is
your background? You know, I think people might want to interested in because Kurt he's real professional. Like you will hear what his background is, but tell us about yourself real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a producer, a news producer with CNN, and I was a radio news correspondent, and these days more or less just kind of a radio program host in the mornings here in Seoul. And I talk to a lot of interesting people. I get a chance to meet a lot of people that are doing extraordinary things. I would never have had the chance to meet a world bikini model champion had I not been in this particular circumstance. So it's been nice. And I agree, the time that we spent together was too short. So we've got a long time now to talk. And I'm reciprocating. I'm coming on your program, and I'm interested to learn from you more about what this Go standard is all about. It's more like it's a podcast, and I've listened. I've become a fan, and I think Joey does a fantastic job when he's not injured. But What is it all about? It's kind of, you've told me it's almost like a world view and not just a podcast, right?
Yeah, the gold standard. So actually my first ebook is coming out soon, maybe in 1 or 2 weeks. The title is also the gold standard. So the gold standard, like gold standard is coming from the gold standard. So like my point or my view is like, I'm not probably the best in the world. I mean, it's awesome to be the best, but my goal is to be the better than yesterday, who I was. So better than who I was before. And if I'm getting a little better, if I make little progress, then that is still enough. But the point is, though, you want to keep doing it. So be consistent. Like, consistency is the key. But every time you try, you go for better you. So I do have my own the gold standard mindset. That's how I pushed myself to become the bikini champions, or because I was an ordinary person. Like I could have just been normal with just Korean society. Like girls don't like to work out. They don't like putting muscles. And I kind of changed. I saw fitness. I met fitness by accidentally in the States. But then throughout the journey, I was able to learn how to be better version of yourself. It's not only about fitness, but you can actually use the same concepts. Because if you can learn how to control yourself to get the best body or the best version of yourself, and on the way and throughout the journey, you get to learn a lot about yourself, how to control your mind or your emotions, and at the end of the day, your body is kind of the result from the hard work. But it's not only about working out. It's not about just eating healthy. I do believe that it's all emotions, like mind and physical. It's all coming together to become the best version of yourself. So when I become the one throughout the journey, I get to learn a lot of, like, I learn like dedications, or I get to learn how to sacrifice things, because I had to sacrifice a lot of things when I became champion, because then that means you don't have like fun time with your friends or meeting or, you know, some like nightlife or nice snack, things like that. So excuse me. So that's how I learn. Okay, so if you want to be the best version of yourself, or if you want to be better, and if you pursue the gold standard, there are some certain things that you have to definitely put the work in. And I do believe it's not only about fitness, but it's all about whatever you do in your life. It can be your career, or it can be your just hobbies, whatever you're passionate for. Like, if you want to be a best YouTuber, then still there are certain things that you have to put, you know, in certain things, like the passion. I mean, there are generic things like passions or effort and dedications, and some it has to be consistency, you know, like even like me being YouTuber now, I just hit like 70,000 subscribers, which is actually a lot for me, because
70,000 subscribers.
70,000. So what happened was it was actually like, I don't know, I want to talk about this too. People nowadays, YouTube getting super popular, and I got into super like more serious about it like last year. But nothing is going to happen if you don't put effort in it, you know? But that's like last year, like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to grow this channel, and I make my plan. So this, I was like 4,000, I believe, when I just, because I was like now and then, I just had a little bit of here and there. It was like a couple thousand. And then like, okay, I'm going to have to do YouTube channel, because my goal is to inspire and educate people. Because back then still, like on YouTube, like people talk about so many things and they don't know what they're talking about. So many BS. Like, you know, it's like stupid. Like, really?
Like this in girl? Fitness? You mean they're
yeah.
BSing?
Yeah. Mm. So they are not even fitness people, right? They're just normal people. Don't know anything about it. Like, oh, eat this and you're going to lose weight. It's like, okay, well, this is not 70s anymore. What I'm saying is a lot of still in Korea, YouTubers, like, they have no idea what really exercise works or nutrition does. Mm-hmm. They just put some random idea and then tell people, like, this is how you lose weight.
If you eat a banana before 9 a.m. every day, yeah, you'll lose weight.
And then
weight.
Stop eating, like, since 6 p.m., things like this. It was like, okay, well, I have to get on there, and then I have to really teach you all, like, help people. You know, that was my mission, you know? And then that's how I got started. And again, it takes time. You know, I cannot just, even though you're super amazing, you have a super amazing, like, I mean, ideas and those, you still, there are things that you have to consider when you do YouTube. You have to have your strategies, you know, because there is some like marketing tools that you need to follow, like these tags or the titles, or there are little things that you need to really consider to make your channel to be just on top of the list. That's the main thing. So,
all right, whoa, put on the brakes. Minzu, you're already into, you know, search engine optimization and all this. What I want to do is rewind the tape here to what you said to start with. That was my question. And then you went off for like 8 minutes or something. Okay, what's the gold standard? And you had a very interesting answer. I mean, there's an old stereotype, I think, about bodybuilders / fitness nuts, right? And it's basically, I think, generated by the haters out there. They think bodybuilders are dumb that they're, you know, boring people. They don't do anything else but just pump weight and go to bed and pump weight. But you listed a lot of characteristics or qualities there that are immediately transferable from the bodybuilding field and fitness field into a successful life. I think you said consistency, discipline, sacrifice.
And there are four more, but it's in my book, so you need to read my book to figure that out.
Oh, wow. So you're going to throw a book promo in. The book is called?
The Gold Standard.
Okay, so we've got unity of branding here, we? The Go standard, Go, your name is Go, Minsu Go.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
That's too, yeah.
So, I mean, what's interesting about you is that I think most Koreans named Go they would write their name K-O or K-O-H, right?
But you've got K-O. I don't like K-O. It's like you're knocked out.
Knock out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's like go, go, go.
Yeah. So, like, when I was in college, my friends always, like, Mr. Go, Mr. Stop, Mr. Go. It's like, but I think the last name Go is super powerful and also has the meaning. Actually, my last name Go is meaning like high. Like high. It's not really like high, high, the height.
The Korean word go means high?
Yeah, high. Ah. Like, but it can be, it's not just like, you know, the height, height, but it's more you become the highest. That's what the high means.
High in terms of grades or
right,
score.
Right, the grades,
or,
right, right. So I think it really matches. My last name is means like the highest. And then I pursue not necessarily, again, the best in the world, but the best version of yourself. So that's how you push yourself to be better than you who you were before.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole bottom line about the GO standard. Mm. And GO is like go, keep, we don't stop. I think that's really important in life because there is no reverse, you know, to, you cannot go back, right? You can only just go moving forward. And the point is, you know, how, what kind of legacy you can leave behind. So I do believe we keep moving forward to be better than who you were before. Then I think it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, it's still, you will still leave your life fullest. That's how I believe. That's my philosophy. So,
you said something really interesting when we talked on the radio, and I think you just repeated it a while ago. You said, you know, the person you're competing against is the you from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like that amazing hot person across the way in the gym, or it's not the bodybuilder or the K-pop star or somebody like that. It's only you from yesterday that you're competing against.
Yeah, totally. So even when I was on the stage, I never thought about some, like when I train my clients and they say they're worrying about who's competing at the competition, and then like you look at other people like, oh my gosh, she look better than I do, or you know, he look better than I do. But what you really have to focus on is you are good. You are ready. You know, you have to be really confident about yourself. And that's why you train. You know, you train for the day. And then you got to know this is your show. And then you don't think about other people. Because that really affects your mental training as well, mental as well. So once you start losing your focus and you focus on other people, then there's no way you can beat the people. You know, so it's another concept too, but still, whenever I do my training or my show, or getting ready for my show, I only think about I'm going to be better than like my lifting yesterday. It's not about like, I don't even know who's competing, but I don't care. It's about me. It's not about, you know, who's competing with me or like being lucky enough to be, oh, I wish, you know, she doesn't compete. It's not about that.
Another rep or another pound or another kilogram? Or...
Yeah, but I also have, I learned in a hard way. It's not only about pushing. It's really interesting because when I was really into bodybuilding, excuse me, and I always thought about, and this is kind of bodybuilding mindset, like push harder, you know, like one more round, one more set. But I just think that like lately, that's not the best way to approach your life. What I'm saying is, I mean, I think that's kind of this whole society, they want like push, getting better. So, yes, I talk about getting better than who you were before, but it's not always just push, like just moving forward. I think it's still important. Like sometimes you have to be able to look back. I'm not saying stop and go back, but you need to be able to hold and then observe this whole situation around you, what's going on around you, and then relax. I think that's really important because I do believe what I did as well, I didn't look side or back. I just keep moving forward. Like I was so narrow-minded and just pushing it. But when I think now, back in the days, I feel like it is important still you take your time. It's you are not gonna, you keep going, you know, but you don't have to worry about going super fast because there is no end in life. Oh, well, yeah, there is when you die. Well, what I'm saying is, it's
there's
not
no
like,
end to self improvement.
Yeah, you cannot just sell, like pushing it for 10 years and then like stop doing it. No, you will keep learning, you will keep, you know, going forward, but you need to make sure there is a balance also to think about. You know, it can be many things, just relaxing or listen to the music. It can be any types, but it's not only about push, 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 go, go, go. And I feel like so many people are caught up with this goal-oriented minded, but I don't know if it's really... I mean, it's kind of hard for me to explain the full thing. Mm. Sometimes it can be more like, I feel like more like the temple staying or the monk, I don't know, it's like religious things. But I do believe that's what we need in this world and society. And I'm not saying you got to take off for years, no, not like that. But even daily or weekly, breathing. And I think that's why meditation is it is very powerful.
Have you got a meditation routine?
So back then my meditation was more focusing on my breath, and my form of my meditation was coming from gratitude. So I do believe meditation, just sitting and then breathing for yourself, it's good as well. But I think what's more powerful for me was appreciating things that I had. Because you can once you realize anything can take away from you, your health or your loved ones, then you really focus on your life, the moment, you know, the present. But without realizing it. So for example, like, I often think that my parents I might lose them like tomorrow. What if car accident? What if cancer? I don't know, you know. There are many, many ways, or my sisters even, like, my brother, like, we always fight, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill you, right? But then, what if my brother is not gonna be there anymore? Then I think about that, then, okay, you know what? I still love my brother, even though I wanna kill him. Like, I still love him, and I appreciate that I have him by my side. Mm-hmm. And those little things, and it can be any time. Like, I just walk. I love to enjoy the nature, like clean skies or the wind. It just makes me feel so good. So especially I love when I'm doing super like high intensity running, like hills, you know, there's a hill and you go sprinting and you're like out of your breath. And then when you do it, I feel like I'm like alive. You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost like dying, but that makes me realize I'm alive. And then I feel the breath and I see the skies and I really appreciate the life that I have.
You want to know a little mind trick that I used to do on myself sometimes? I would go home, and mm-hmm. there was this really boring kind of uphill mm-hmm. walk home. And it was kind of, I couldn't stand it because it was like the last little bit before I could get comfortable. And I just, you know, it put me in a bad mood. So what I would do, and this works in almost any situation, is I said, what if I was like a non-existent mm-hmm. spirit that right. didn't have any existence whatsoever. Right. And this little stretch of hill walking mm-hmm. was given to me as like a chance to taste what it's like to be alive and exist, mm-hmm. right? It's like a little vacation in the world of existence.
Right.
What would that sort of spirit notice about mm-hmm. this little walk?
Yeah.
It would turn this boring walk into like this unbelievable like Disneyland, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's a chance for something that doesn't exist to just have 10 or 20 seconds of existence. And everything, what would you see? What would you notice? What would you hear? And it turns like a little stretch of boring activity into this mind-blowing sort right. of, you know, kind of theme park mm-hmm. of being able to use your senses. That's kind of something I used to do mm-hmm. to alleviate little moments of boredom, just to get rid of little moments of boredom. What if I were something that had no existence?
I know.
And I was given this little 15, mm-hmm. like 15 second roller coaster ride of existence. Yeah. What would I notice?
You know what I did before though? Like something similar, but when I'm having a super like physically or mentally like pain in situations, and I think about my old pain, like I know like that time, I was so painful, but I knew it's going to be over. I think about the future. I mean, at that moment, I'm in pain, but I know, like, in the future, then it'll go away anyway. So, and then soon to be, it's gone, right? Mm. So I just thought about that moment, because, like, I worry about now, but then the future is coming really soon. It's really weird.
It sounds weird, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and then anytime then I'm situation, then I think about that. You know what? I was like this, but then I knew it was going over soon. So it'll go over like this.
I mean, if you went to one of these temples and talked to the monks, they would say you are just understanding impermanence on a deep level.
Yeah.
You're understanding that nothing is permanent and nothing changes. If you're in pain, like say you've got a sore, whatever, wrist from your workout, by understanding and being immersed in the pain for the moment, you can understand what it's like not to be in pain later. The only way we understand things is through the opposite, right? So if you embrace the pain for the moment, when you're not in pain a little bit later, it's going to be that much sweeter for having known what the pain felt like for that moment.
Yeah, I know. So I do that a lot. Like I remember those feeling, the past feeling, and then because I mean, when it's over, it's gone. So I just think about it. So this pain is going to go anyway, even though I'm feeling. And I think it really helps me out, get over things. And I mean, I think, it's really like philosophy things at the end. But I think that's life. You know, you don't have to like caught up with one things because it'll go away.
So the GO standard, in one sentence, what is the GO standard? If you're on a quick elevator ride with somebody, what do you say to them is the GO standard?
Oh.
They want to live by the GO standard. Mm-hmm. Quick, we've got only a short elevator ride. Tell me, what is it?
Be consistent with to become a better yourself. Better yourself, yeah. Better than yesterday or better yourself, yeah.
Tony Robbins. Do you like Tony Robbins?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He used to call that constant and never-ending improvement. A little bit all the time. I call that, in my own life, I call that a little better and no worse. If you
little better, no worse.
A little better and no worse.
Yeah, totally.
If your day goes by and things are a little better and no worse,
After
100 days go by, it's going to be amazing, isn't
it? Right, I know. So I'm also thinking about this concept because before, like I said, I always worrying about I got to be the best, you know, push. And then it really stressed me out because there is no never ending, like I said. I mean, unless I die, it's like, always like not enough. I feel like, you know, I'm not doing enough and I'm moving so little, but I was still making progress, you know. So what I'm saying is if you are in like that, you are going to burn out yourself. And then the worst thing you can do is you quit, you stop doing it. You know, even like me, if I just spend less time or, well, my YouTube is not growing, I'm not going to do it. If I just stop it, there's nothing going to happen. But because I keep, you know, producing, I keep doing it, and I keep doing, trying to be better, and then now I'm here. I'm like, I was 4,000, but now 70,000. So I think that's really life lesson we can take away from everything. Not only fitness, but your business or studying, anything. You really have to put effort in it and be consistent and then just aiming for just a little better. Not to be perfect, like, because that was my problem. Like, I wanted to be perfect. Nothing is perfect, you know, even body. Like, now I feel like if I'm healthy, if I keep moving, I'm moving, and then if I don't skip my workout, I feel better, then that's still good enough for me.
That's interesting that you have a standard because when you're targeting a bikini contest or a bodybuilding competition or whatever, it's very clear what you're aiming for, right? I would think. Mm-hmm. I've never done it. But if you are targeting it, you know what your weight, your percentage, how you need to look. But if you don't have that clear target, what's your measuring stick?
So my target, my mission or my vision for life was very clear even before I started my bodybuilding. Or the bikini champion was one of the things that I had to go through to reach my vision or my life goal, which is I wanted to live healthy and happy life. And bottom line, if I want to live healthy and happy life, you need to be healthy. And then I had my missions to share this idea. Not only just, it's not about having a hot body, anything like that, but without your health, without you being healthy, there is nothing you can enjoy in your life. Whatever, money doesn't matter, right? And if you have a good family, it doesn't matter if you don't have your health. Mm. And matter of fact, your family is going to be suffered because of you. So I say being healthy is not only for yourself, but for people who you love. I mean, who love you. Because it is very, like, my friend's father has been sick for a long time, and then all family member has to, you know, I don't want to say suffer, but they have to help him, right? Because that's the family. You're not going to just, like, you know, do whatever you want, you know? So I think the health is everyone has to take care of themselves, and to be happy and live healthy life, I mean, happy life, bottom line is to be happy, I mean, healthy. To be healthy, you need to exercise and eating clean and then stress-free and be happy and all the other things.
So if you're wondering where to start in terms of the ladder of success in climbing, health is the bottom level.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Without it, you cannot do anything. Like, I just recently had this sinus effect. It was only little, but oh my gosh, I'm dying. I just want my health back, you know? I mean, especially when you're healthy person, you can, if it, like, someone, it just takes a little bit away from you, then, like, oh my gosh, yeah, because I couldn't do anything, because, like, the running nose, and I can breathe, and I'm coughing, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can just focus on anything, so then, like, oh my god, yeah, I just need my health back, and I'll do anything, that's what my,
And it's so easy to forget that, right?
Yes, I know, right?
You don't miss it until it's gone.
Right,
you know?
Right.
If you, all your teeth are working right and everything works fine.
Right. You don't realize
but
it.
But one toothache and it becomes the center of your world, right. Doesn't it? Or one sore toe or something like that.
So that's my message to people. Because health, you can only, you want to have a good health when you have it. But a lot of people, when they lose it, after they lose it, they think about exercise. They think about eating right. You know, but that's not what we are here for. You want to keep your healthy body. That's why I'm keep doing it, because I want to live healthy, I mean, happy life. And in my case, I just fitness become my career, and then it became my mission, so I keep pushing it. And because I think it's important, you know, because it's important to me, and then I think it's important. Everybody should be healthy to live happy life for themselves as well. Yeah, so I know we kind of talking about the Go Sender and I talk about my YouTube all over the world, but I think that you guys got my topic or point is here, mm-hmm. right? So if you have any questions, definitely you can leave a comment here, or you can also check out my website, betteryoubyminsugo.com. And YouTube channel means to go. Oh, please subscribe my YouTube channel, because I'm aiming for 150,000 this year. So I need your help.
Minsu, what are you going to do if you reach 150,000?
After that, I'm going to launch my own program to help more people.
Okay.
Yeah, there is always a reason to help more people. But again, I'm so... thank you so much for being here today, Kurt.
Oh, it's been fun.
Any last thoughts? What do you think about the gold standard?
I think...
Do you get it? What is it?
I think, you know, the fact that you've got this running podcast, the running YouTube channel, you told me, I think, you slipped in an ebook promo in there. You said the book is also called the Go Standard. So there's, I think, a lot of ways, a lot of platforms for you to unpack what the Go Standard is, and also for you to explore for yourself what that means in terms of day-to-day specifics, what you do. Mm-hmm. In order to approach the GO standard. I'll keep listening to the podcast.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here today. And today, again, my last thought is always just moving a little bit forward, trying to be just better a little bit. You don't have to be super, like, best. Just a little bit better than who you were before, and just keep moving forward. Then we will get there. So, well, have a good day, and this is Minsu, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and like and share. Stay active and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Go Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.